brother.
God.
What's up?
This is a good big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Let me ask you, man. You go to State Fair?
I haven't been to a State Fair, no.
You've never been to a State Fair?
No, I haven't.
Wow, man. Oh, that's Chicago. Illinois had state fairs, but because you just never, it's never been something you wanted to go to?
Yeah, I mean, it's just never been something that's been like, I don't know, there.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, if you had to go to Illinois State Fair and you lived in Chicago, it's not like it's around the corner, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you'd have to go. Yeah, pretty long way. Let me ask you, what about, what's the name of the place in Gurnee where they have all the rides and stuff like that, man?
Oh, you mean Six Flags?
Yeah, those kind of places.
Oh, I mean, I've been to amusement parks before.
Yeah, so I'm asking, man, you love those crazy rides, man?
Of course.
Okay,
like,
man. The more crazy, the more dangerous.
Yeah. The more crazy. The more like you feel like you're about to throw up because how many loop-de-loops you do,
yeah,
the better.
You know, I used to. That used to be me, man. I used to, man. The it just goes to show, man. The more crazy it was, you know, the roller coasters that would make you think you're gonna die before you got down. You know, you go all the way up to the top and it drops and they've got it figured out just right.
Yep.
Before you pass out, you know, it would. So all those things. You're young, so yeah, you're gonna love that.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to go in a couple of months.
Really?
Yeah. Take a trip out there.
Yeah, man. But man, I used to love all the rides, man. But then something happened.
What happened?
I got old, and I got to realizing, hey, something could happen. You know, it's kind of amazing how the older you get, the more you, I think, value your life. I'm not saying as a young person you don't value your life. You're not going to run out in the middle, you know, of the street if you see, you know, a car coming. You're certainly not going to do that. So when you're young, it's not that you don't value your life, you know. It's when you're really young, you don't see the end of your life, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you really have no concept at all of the finality of life. And the older we get, the more we realize that the finality of life is just around the corner.
Yeah.
And so you want to hold on to it a little bit longer. I remember, man, we went to, took my family to Las Vegas, and there was a hotel called, it was the tallest of all of them. Something is telling me the Stardust. No, Stardust was really old. That was when I was your age and younger, the Stardust. But it was the tallest one. It's probably still the tallest one. And and so on top of this hotel, the tallest freestanding building in Vegas, they had a roller coaster on the top of it, right?
Of course.
And I never will forget, man. I'm like, that's where I want to go, man. You know? And it wasn't like I was an old guy, but I certainly was probably somewhere in my 30s. So you don't lose that daredevil instinct, you know, early on. But I wanted to get on this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the roller coaster was on the top of the tallest building in Las Vegas. It probably still is. And the roller coaster went around the top of that building. And never will forget me. I wanted to go, but for some reason it was shut down. And I couldn't leave well enough alone. So they had this other ride that was really on the top. It's like a needle. And you sit in these seats. And it takes you. I didn't have any concept of what it was going to do, the ride. Mm-hmm. But, you know, young and you wanted to, you know, fun. It looked like fun. And so this thing shoots you straight up to the top, and you're sitting at the top of this needle on the tallest building in Las Vegas, and then it drops you. And, man, you know, man, I saw this poor – now, listen, man, you know, I'm not – I don't want anybody to misinterpret what I'm saying. But there was a guy from Vietnam, a grandfather, really old guy. And I don't know how his grandson talked him into getting on that ride, man. Because they took pictures of you, you know, they took pictures of your face when this thing is dropping. And I never will forget the look on that old guy's face, man. You know, he's from Vietnam. He doesn't know anything about all these different things. And, man, the look on his face when he dropped, I bet to this day if he's still around, he's never forgotten that. But, you know, man, I love the state fairs. There's something about them. The food, just the diversity of things that happen at state fairs. You know, one of the things about, you know, urban living is that many, many children, like from your age, who grew up in places like Chicago and other places, have never been to state fairs. And and you know, that part of that is tragic because throughout many of their lives, they'll go through their entire lives without ever having, you know, had the opportunity to do that. You know, I still think I go at least once a year to the Wisconsin State Fair. And there's just all sorts of things going on, man. Not to mention, now the ride part of it, I can't do anymore, right? I'm like the guy from Vietnam now. If you put me on one of the rides, man, I'm just not happening anymore. And I do see some guys from my generation who are still daredevils. I'm not one. But anyway, the state fair's here in Waukesha. Never been. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, do you still go to the state fair? You know, it's if you get a chance, man, you really should go. You'll have, man, all sorts of fun. Just make sure you go with other people around your age, but I can't see you hanging out with old guys anyway. You're just hanging out with people your age. But, man, you guys can go and have a great, great time. It's state fair time. And the one drawback about state fair time is that, you know, it's a lot of times it's talking about the end of the summer. Are you ready to let the summer go already?
No, never. Literally never. I mean, if the summer could last for the rest of the year, I would not be upset about that. It's not a very popular opinion up here, but
so you could easily live in California or Florida.
Yep.
Where it's hot all the time.
I mean, I probably would get tired of it after like a couple of years, but I just know like with the amount the amount of trauma I've endured as a consequence of blizzards.
Man, what trauma have you endured?
Like waiting for the bus or for the train for like half an hour in a freezing blizzard hailstorm.
Yeah.
Like it takes an hour and a half to get to school. Because I go to school downtown in Chicago, so it takes like an hour to get there on the train.
Wow,
the whole train, you're packed with all these people. I don't know. It's just terrible.
You know, man, I forgot about the ill. And like people who live here, they don't, or like in New York, the subway, that kind of public transit, man, when you live in cities that big, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those are humongous cities.
Yeah, public transit, I feel, is a really good thing, actually. I think it's very convenient. The only problem with Chicago is, it's safety. That's the biggest thing. And if there was a way they can make the public transit system just a lot more safe, then I think that would fix.
Yeah, so it's like it is in the movies that they've made. That's how the public transit is in Chicago, huh?
Which movies are we talking?
Well, there's a lot of movies over the years, man, where they show the public transit, and there's always some characters. You know, sinister-looking guys on public transit, but it's a lot safer than probably people want to make it out to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is like majority of the time safe. It's just
what could happen at any point in time.
Yeah, and up to the standards of Waukesha and of this place, it's nowhere close. I mean, you would think so because they have a lower police presence in certain places, actually.
Yeah.
And law enforcement presence.
Yeah, well, you know, if Waukesha is a relatively small area, and it does, you know, you're talking about Chicago, the third largest city in the nation, behind California I'm talking about cities. California's a state. New York.
New York and L.A.
And L.A.
Yeah.
Right. And then Chicago. And, you know, Chicago's a little New York. And I don't know. It's just a lot of people to be around, man. I've never wanted to be around that many people. Right? I mean, yeah. Anyway, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.